Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Kaylin, how's it going?
All right.
Yeah, how are you feeling today? Any better?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So I wanted to talk to you quick about a couple of these calls. On the TH quality ones, I'm not real sure what exactly was going on, but, you know, there was quite a few, you know, extended hold times. You know, I'm not sure, maybe there was some kind of, you know, if there was an issue that you were having, but it seemed to be, you know, some really excessive hold times. So I'm not real sure what was going on, and those were actually sent to us by the client, because, you know, they go and, you know, they listen to, you know, every single luxury call they pull and they listen to, and these three just happen to get sent to me. You know, so in addition to that, the terms weren't really, they weren't clearly explained. You know, it left them confused, and you know, you weren't really taking the time to really explain it. You just kind of, you know, rushed through it and gave them bits and pieces. And so it just really kind of ended up agitating a couple of them. And there was also, there was one, you know, threat protocol should have been started. But you also got to remember, anytime that they own luxury, anytime they even ask for a supervisor, that's considered a threat. If they ask for their money back, you know, we have to offer them a 50% or, you know, $49. If they turn that down, then they get a full refund, you know, simply just by asking. And we shouldn't have any, the client doesn't want us to, you know, really push back as far as, like, on the refunds. And then on that rogue rec call, you called them a couple of times. Looks like he had hung up, but you called back, and instead of leaving a voicemail, you just kind of sat on the voicemail without leaving a message until it kicked you off. And that was actually one of your QAs this past week was from that. So you just want to make sure that, you know, especially, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be a voicemail, but on any kind of dead air call or, you know, voicemail, you know, you got to leave the voicemail and then, you know, move on to the next one. If there's no one on the line, then, you know, you got to, you know, go through the proper disconnect and all of that. And then, you know, disconnect the call and then move on to another one. And there was one other one too. It was a Lotus Habits call. So there wasn't anything necessarily wrong with the call itself, but on those Lotus Habits, the clients have us now on every call, you have to input the order ID onto the script page. And that was one that the client sent to me also. That call was on the 2nd. So you just always want to make sure that, you know, with any of those Lotus calls, that you put the script number, or not the script number, the order ID on the script page, and then I think you hit save or submit or update, one of the buttons on there to update it all. So, Wanted to talk to you about that. And then also, we had talked before about, possibly, you might be looking into, getting like a split shift. Had you thought about that anymore?
Yeah, but I want I'm trying to if I do it, I don't know what you think. Like, how do the times go as far as?
I don't know that there's a specific
And
time.
what's between you don't, what's between the hours? Like, do you know a split shift time exactly that it can help? I don't know.
You mean like how long of a time is in between the two shifts? That I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't know. I mean, the people who kind of have the split shifts are usually people in school or, well, yeah, I think it's pretty much just like people in school
Don't
where,
know what
they
that
can come
offer
in
me
and
because,
work.
I mean, in the morning. When I wake up, I'm okay. Well, sometimes I'm okay. But it's during the afternoon, around 12, 1, that's when I start getting a little sleepy. So I take a little 15-minute break and take a nap.
Okay. So you'd be kind of be wanting to look at more something, read up a couple hours around noon, and then, you'd clock back in for a few more. What time do you start?
I work from 6 to 3.
6 to 3. Okay. Well, 6 to 12 is already 6 hours. So 12, 1, 2, 3. So say if you came back at 3, maybe 3, 4, 5. Well, 4. Then 3 to 5, that would be your 8 hours right there. I mean, you can always email.
Yeah, my thing.
Email D Cook and explain what's going on. I mean, if you want me to, I can.
Yeah,
And see
she'll
if.
well, 'cause I've been taking off a lot too, and I used to miss snow
Yeah.
days, but I can't help it.
Right.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Try looking into that. See if maybe she'd be if she'd be able to. Okay, a split shift where you come from like 6 to 12 and then you do another 2 hours from 3 to 5, or if you wanted to split it a little bit more and do like 4 hours and 4 hours, just email her and see before you really make a decision on it, because I think that might actually kind of be the best thing. The best thing, because if you could, work a few hours, then have, 2, 3 hours break, and then come back and finish, I think that might actually really do you some good.
Yeah.
But definitely, reach out to her and just see if it's a possibility. And if that isn't, see maybe what would be. As far as the split shift and all that, but I think they'd be able to, accommodate you, as best they can.
All right, can you kind of speak with her as well?
Can I do what?
Can you try to talk to her about it as well?
Yeah, I can email her today. Let's see, let me make a note of it right now, actually. Yeah, I can shoot her an email today, just kind of, going over things, and then I'll let you know when I send it, and then most likely she's just gonna ask you to follow up with her, and I'll let you know what she says.
Okay.
All right. But due to the clients actually sending me these calls, You know, I did have to move to the next step, which is a verbal warning. So, you know, we definitely want to try to, if the split shift is going to be, you know, something that's really going to help, let's definitely try to get that, you know, working as fast as possible, so that, you know, we can get you back on track. Because I think your attendance will then get better. And then, you know, with that also, it's gonna, you know, your calls and stuff are gonna get better because you're, you know, you've, you know, since you got on my team, you know, you really improved a whole lot. So I know you can do it. You know, you're just having a bit of a rough time right now.
Yeah.
So, is there anything? You have any questions about anything or anything I can help you with?
No, this is.
All right, well, I've got it submitted, so you know when you get a chance, you can read over it. You know, you always have the option to sign it or refuse, but everything should be good. And I'll email Dee today, and I'll let you know what she says. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Right. I hope you start to really feeling better, and I'll talk to you later. Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye.